Good morning. We're continuing the Chayyadam, Klal Lamed, and we were discussing the halachas of Yeshver Rabba Mevorach, and specifically the halachas of Yisparach. So I want to correct one point and add one or two points before we go on to the next simon in the Chayyadam. The Chayyadam, I mentioned that you're not supposed to interrupt between and the word Yisparach, and I said it's Alpi the Zohar. Now it is Alpi Kabbalah, but it's not found in the Zohar, it's found in other Sorim, but it's actually a Medrash as well, and the Medrash has quite an arichus about the significance of not interrupting between Yehishmer Rabbah Mevorach, Olam Olamayim Ayah, the word Omayah, and the word Yisparach. Now Halacha L'maisa, 2 points that Mishabura points out, is in a situation where a person is not allowed to be mafsik. The parts of tefillah where a person is not allowed to be mafsik, Birchas Kriya Shema, during Psukah de Zimra, he follows, you should follow the opinion of the Gra, not to say Yisparach, because since it's a machlokes whether you're supposed to say it or just listen to it, so you should not interrupt in a place you're not allowed to interrupt. And he says, even according to the Gra, that you do not say Yisparach in a place where you're allowed to speak, if you would take a breath and a pause between Olam Olamayim Ayah and the word Yisparach, even according to the Gra, would be permitted. Interestingly enough, in Siman Kuf Dalad, he talks about the situation where a person is in Shmur Esrei, and he hears the Tzibur saying Kedusha or saying Kaddish, he's supposed to pause and listen to the Yehishmer Rabbah Mevorach. There he says, in the name of the Knesset HaGedolah, that a person should pause and listen to the phrase Yehishmer Rabbah Mevorach L'olam Olamayim Ayah and Yisparach. He should listen to the word Yisparach as well. So he says, Ad Yisparach, until Yisparach, and he means including Yisparach as well. So a person, when he pauses during Shemoneh Esrei, if he's davening Shemoneh Esrei and he hears Kedusha, I'm sorry, if he hears Kaddish, so he should pause to listen. He pauses to listen to the word Yisparach as well. He's going to be Yotzei Shemei Ka'ina, the 7 words of Yehishmer Rabbah, and also the word Yisparach, the 8th word as well. Okay, let's start the next simon in the Chayyadim, simon hay. He says during the Kaddish, Chayv Likra Hey Pomin. So this is the Shulchan Aruch brings down. It's based on a Kolba, one of the Rishonim, and a person saying Kaddish, a person should bow. So he says where the 5 places are, and the Chayyadim is going to point out that the Gra disagrees with this idea of bowing during Kaddish. So he says where are the 5 places? Kishiyomer Yiskadel Yiskadesh, at the beginning of Kaddish, he should bow. When the chazan, or the one who's saying the Kaddish, says the Yehishmer Rabbah. Now, actually, the language of the Shulchan Aruch is Yehishmer Rabbah, not the word Amen, but rather the word Yehishmer Rabbah. When he starts saying Yehishmer Rabbah, he should bow. Kishayomer Yisparach. Then, the beginning of the 2nd paragraph, when he says the word Yisparach. Dalad Kishayomer Shmei Dekudsha Brichu. When he says those words, Shmei Dekudsha Brichu. And hey, Kishayomer Vimru Amen. And when he says at the end of that paragraph, Vimru Amen. So those are the 5 places that a person is supposed to bow during Kaddish. I want to point out that the actual Kaddish, the primary Kaddish, ends at that point, even though it's referred to sometimes in the Poskim even as Chatzi Kaddish, implying that the Kaddish Hiskavol is the Kaddish Sholem. It's actually the other way around, that the Ikur of Kaddish is really just the first 2 paragraphs and Yehishmer Rabbah. And really it's divided into the 1st paragraph is the act of the Chazan inviting the Tzibur to say Yehishmer Rabbah. Let us sanctify Kodesh Baruch Hu's name and be megadol, magnify his name by saying the praise of Yehishmer Rabbah. And then the paragraph of Yisparach, we pointed out, really is to be perceived as an extension of Yehishmer Rabbah. And that's really the primary Kaddish. That which we add on at the end of Kaddish, Tiskabel, Heishlomo, or Al Yisrael Rabbanon, and Yisrael, those are just minhagim. Those are not the Ikra Kaddish, and therefore if a person is holding in a place where he's not allowed to be mafsik, for example, Pesukah de Zimra, or Birchus Kriyashma, he does not answer Amen during those parts of Kaddish, but he would answer Amen, he would be mafsik to answer the Amen, Amen Yeshmer Rabba, and the Amen of Vimru Amen at the end of the second paragraph of Yisporat, Damiron Ba'omo Vimru Amen, that Amen he would answer, because that is the primary elements of Kaddish. So he did explain more what this idea of Kriyas are, and the Chayyadim will mention it, we'll talk about this in the next year, that the Vilna Gaon disagrees with it, and what should we do with the Maisa? Meanwhile, have a good day.